Okay, it's now time for the new feature that we kind of agreed upon yesterday. It's called Grill the Guest.
Charming.
We stumbled upon it yesterday. We just said, what a great idea. Let's grill the guest. Well, first of all, let's welcome the guest. Paul Brading, morning.
Good morning, Ian.
Just remind everybody of your title.
I'm the Honourable Council's Cabinet Member for Children's Services, Education and Skills.
Lo and behold, we have some children with us that I'm guessing come under your kind of jurisdiction.
Absolutely do, yeah.
They might not after this, though. So we've got to say good morning, Connor.
Good morning.
And we've also got to say good morning to Bethany as well.
Good morning.
And we've got some questions for you, Paul. And yes, they've been vetted.
Pleased to hear that.
Who wants to go first with their first question?
I'll go first. One of the questions I've got is, what does a councillor do?
A councillor represents a ward on the island. So I represent the ward of Lake South, but there's 40 of us who represent our ward. So we look after all our residents' concerns, needs, issues, etc., etc. And at county council level, I'm fortunate enough to be part of the controlling group on County Hall. So for my cabinet role, I set policies for children's services, policies for schools. The skills piece covers education up to the age of 25. I set the policy and I work with my officers to make sure that policy is followed through and adhered to.
Mm. Okay. And my second...
Hang on, are you happy with the answer?
Yes,
I'm That's all right then, I'm just checking. It's like question time. And hang on, it's Beth. Beth's got to go now. Okay. Let me come back to you for your second one, all right? For the sting in the tail.
Have you always lived on the island?
I am born and bred in Sandown. I now live in Lake, so I haven't moved more than half a mile.
Okay.
Very proud to have always lived here, and very proud to always will live here, because I think it's a fantastic place to live, to work, to enjoy yourself, and I'm very proud of the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
On the surface, Paul, is that a good thing? I personally think it is, but sometimes where we're too, not be able to see certain things.
I think you need a balance. And certainly at a cabinet level, what a balance, because some people are in authority land. We have a balance. The leader of the council is an islander, has gone away and come back. So I think you need a balance of people that always lived here, people that have gone and come back, and people that have moved here, and we've got that completely. Because you do need a bigger... bigger ones. I'm fortunate in my portfolio, because obviously we got Hampshire and Isle of Wight offices, so I'm able to share some of the Hampshire visions and Hampshire views, and they share ours. So it's a partnership that works really well in sharing views of, because Hampshire's one of the biggest authorities in the country, one of the best, and we benefit from that, and they benefit from our more local policies and ideas. So it's a two-way thing, but it does work.
He must be unbearable to be around at the moment, Dave Stewart, after last night.
I did briefly pop in and see him just now, so I'm looking forward to a Barcelona Ajax final.
Yeah.
And I've got to suffer Liverpool and Spurs, but...
Liverpool's good.
He was quite jovial when I saw him just now, yes.
Yeah, I would imagine he would be, like most Spurs fans. Irritating at the moment. Connor, you got another question?
Yes, just don't go the wrong way with me.
What's that supposed to mean?
Why are you making me stay at school until I'm 19?
I'm not. The government of this country are. And I think my own view is that it's right that young people only go through school once. It's right that they get the best possible chance, the best possible start in life, the best possible education. So when they do leave school, they know where they're going, what they want to do, what skills they need to get there. And I think it's important to, if you want to stay on the island, what skills do Isle of Wight businesses need?
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you an example. I went to a careers partnership launch last week. And I spoke to the High Sheriff, actually, Jeff Underwood, who actually runs an engineering company on the Isle of Wight, and he employs 70 people. Mm. Now, you might say, I don't want to be an engineer, but in his company, do you know how many engineers he's got out of 70 staff?
No.
Six.
Oh.
The other 64 staff do secretarial work, marketing, campaigning,
money.
Invoicing, money.
Yeah.
So although it's an engineering firm... The skills that he needs in his business are general business skills. And it's a bit of an eye-opener to me, but I think it's important you stay at school to get all the skills you need so you make the right choice at the right time in your life and you get a chance to learn all the skills in a classroom environment. So when you make the step into adulthood and employment, you're well equipped to make a success in the job you do.
Yeah. It's a good answer, I must admit. Could I just ask a question? I mean, obviously, what is that? Because my mum said to me last week, she said, I didn't even know that law existed. I thought they could leave school whenever they wanted. It's not quite strictly true. Most people have to stay on until they're 18, 19 if they haven't got a job to go to. Yeah. Is that right?
Yes, it is. I think it's right. I think it's because if they haven't got a job to go to straight away, and some young people don't know what they want to do at 16, but 18, they might be a lot clearer what they want to do. Gives them a bit more time just to find their way and their direction, sure, rather than just wander from job to job or not have a job. Mm. More adulthood, you make a proper choice for your future. So it's your future life you're making a decision on. Mm.
So if you had a job to go to, you could actually leave school and go to it?
I believe you can. Yes, I believe you can.
Because there must be an element of some people when they get to 17, 18, they need to go and work. That's the, you know, they've naturally progressed and they're not being taxed anymore at school. I don't mean that in a financial sense, but you know, so they need to go and get a job and join the real world.
I think there comes a point in everyone's school life where they're ready to go working, go to university. But they've got to make the right choice based upon their experiences and the help they've got through careers advice, seeing the world and work placements, coming down here and seeing how you guys work. Yeah. It's important you go and visit businesses and see what they need, because, you know, a good example I just gave, you know, an engineering, well, I don't want to do engineering. Well, you don't, there's not an engineering company for everybody, and it's the work environment you work in, the people you work with also make a difference.
Good point. Only six are engineers and all the rest make up, you know, the different people doing different things. You got another question there, Beth?
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one.
Right, okay.
If there were trips in a rocket to go to space, would you go?
No.
Okay.
If there were trips and...
Trips! If there were trips in a rocket to go to space, would you go? I would go.
I think in the future that will happen, undoubtedly. Personally... doesn't appeal to me. I like my home comforts. I like holidays, but I like my home comforts. And you know, whilst I've got, you know, an interest in, you know, space and all that sort of stuff, it's not.
Instead of walking, you can literally just float about everywhere.
You could, yeah.
And who knows what the future is going to bring? You know, in 20, 30 years' time, who knows? You might be able to teleport around the world. Who knows? But you know, the world's changing, isn't it? And you've got to look at changes and embrace them and make a decision, yes or no. So if someone said to me, you know, do I want to get a place in this rocket? No. But as soon as someone that wanted to go had that place and went,
well, look, okay, just a slight twist on the question: who would you like to put in that rocket?
Who would like to put in that rocket? At the moment,
go on.
you could put someone in there that you don't like.
Don't interrupt him. He was going to let us know.
Just seeing how political to be on this one. Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn.
Yes,
really.
Yes.
Excellent.
And Donald Trump.
I like Donald Trump. Why? Because he does what he says. He says what he does, and he does what he says. People that are straight talking and do what they say they're going to do, I can deal with those because, you know, you might not agree with them. I've got a cousin who lives in America, and he is so popular, incredibly popular. He might lack some of the airs and graces of, but he's a very, very, very clever, successful man.
That's what they're saying, Paul. You know, over there, he turned it around financially.
Absolutely.
And they look beyond the, you know, the silly hairdo and the silly things that comes out of his mouth at times. You got one question that you scribbled out.
Yes.
Okay, and we should ask that question now, because there's a reason why, because you've got to end this feature.
Okay. This one is, how long have you been a counsellor?
I've been a counsellor now for... 2 years and 4 days. I had a long career with a major bank, and when they decided to pay me off to get rid of me, I was going to become a part-time golf professional. But I was going to play golf most of the week. But I got offered the chance to ask if I'd stand county council, and I thought about it. And thought, you know, as I said earlier to the question, I've lived on the island all my life, and I think I can offer something to the island. I know how to conduct myself, I know how to make decisions, read papers, I know how to deal with people. So I thought I was ideally suited to be a counsellor. 2 years has flown by. I've absolutely enjoyed it. I really do enjoy meeting people, helping people. I've always been in the service industry where I help people, and I love helping people and solving problems. And I love shaping the future of the island I was born and bred on. Mm.
Did you keep the keys to the bank?
Yeah, I have one. I've actually. Yeah. You know what? Funny, if I walk past it, it means nothing to me now.
Really?
It's been nearly 40 years for the company. I walk the dog past the building, and it's still empty. And I'm thinking, I always thought that would, but it does. It doesn't mean it. Yeah, life moves on. You said a bit earlier about, when's it right to leave school? So you make choices and you do them. I made a choice to be a counsellor. I absolutely love it, and I think I do a good job. And my residents do it, it's the main thing.
Yeah. Well, they voted you in, Paul.
Absolutely.
And proof will tell next year?
2 years' time.
2 years' time.
Yeah.
What, just out of interest, I mean, you're how old are you, Connor?
I'm 15.
You're 15, and Beth is?
15.
So is it too early to ask what you want to do?
No.
Well, I'm going towards computing and ICT, so...
Right.
I don't know what job exactly, though, yet.
Maybe we'll go and have a word with Jeff, see if he's got any spaces over there.
Who on earth is Jeff?
Well, Jeff, the guy we remember... don't you remember?
No, I can't remember.
I've got his email address. I'll give it to you. You send him a message. And Chef, Chef Beth, what...
I've got two ideas that I may want to do
in the
future. One is be a jewellery designer. And the second one, be maybe a chef, because I've always wanted to be one since I was very young.
Okay. Well, what good news is there is a couple of months ago we asked you the same questions, and you haven't deviated from that.
No.
So that's good news.
I've always wanted to be either want to be a chef as my main job, and then maybe do hobbies as a jewellery designer or the opposite, I don't know.
What's interesting, I've done quite a few careers days at schools where you do meet the employer, mock, as they do CV writing, and then mock interviews. And mock interviews are really, really interesting because some people, they come and say, this is what I want to be, this is how I'm going to get there. Mm. Some people say, I don't know. So I always say to them, think of your
what you're interested in.
Well, and the thing that, if you were selling yourself, give me three things that you think you're good at. Mm. Do you want to work inside or outside?
Yeah.
For me, I didn't want to be a builder or a outside person. I knew I was an office-based type person. I didn't know banking was where I wanted to go, but I sort of narrowed it down a little bit to more office-based type work. And then you just go for interviews, and an interview, it's important how you say yourself in an interview, how you communicate, which you're learning down here in Great Gun. That's what sells you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a CV says one thing, but what they see, what you come across as, are you passionate for the job? Why do you want it?
Do you have creativity?
Absolutely. That's what an interview is all about, really.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. Now, you happy with that?
I'm happy, yeah.
Okay, so thank you for coming and answering those questions, Paul. And we'd just like to say now that you have been Connored.
No!
He's got his own little jingle. He's such a celeb now. He's got his own little jingle.
I don't think I'm the celeb.
You've been Connored.